Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My name is Colleen Wagner. I'm speaking today from the perspective of a grant manager involved in the Learning Partnership for Gender Transformation project in South Africa. Our focus is on integrating co-design into adolescents and young people's sexual and reproductive health and rights programs. From a grant manager's standpoint, co-design offers both promise and complexity. It requires us to rethink traditional program structures and embrace a more flexible iterative approach. This means allowing for adaptability in timelines, being open to pivoting when necessary, and ensuring that all partners have clearly defined roles and responsibilities. One of the key lessons we've learned is the importance of dedicated funding streams for co-design. These need to be integrated into national programs with clear milestones. Without this, co-design risks becoming an afterthought rather than a core strategy. Time is another critical factor. Co-design takes longer than conventional approaches. It demands frequent engagement with implementers and stakeholders to maintain alignment and momentum. This is not just about scheduling meetings, it's about creating space for meaningful dialogue and shared decision-making. Capacity building is also essential. We've had to invest in training facilitators on gender transformative approaches, contextual relevance, and balancing program targets with community needs. This dual focus, both on technical outputs and social transformation, requires a nuanced monitoring and evaluation framework, one that can capture both quantitative outcomes and qualitative shifts in power and participation. But co-design is not without its pitfalls. A lack of clarity on what co-design actually entails can lead to confusion and misaligned expectations. Unrealistic timelines can frustrate stakeholders and jeopardize funding. And perhaps most importantly, failing to address historical power imbalances can undermine the very goals we're trying to achieve. As grant managers, we must champion co-design not just as a methodology, but as a mindset, one that values shared ownership, responsiveness, and equity. When done well, co-design doesn't just improve program outcomes, it transforms the systems and relationships that underpins public health. Thank you for listening.